AUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
He is President Biden. Here is Israel, and he's going there Wednesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying it's a reaffirmation for the U.S. support for Israel and a commitment to its security. Also on the agenda,
the President will continue to coordinate closely with our Israeli partners to secure the release of hostages taken by Hamas, including men, women, small children, Holocaust survivors, and American citizens, as an indispensable humanitarian effort.
Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab.
The Israeli military announced today the number of people being held captive in Gaza stands at 199, more than was previously known. Tonight, Hamas has said there are 6,000 Palestinian prisoners, women and men, who they want freed in exchange.
There are indications a ground invasion of Gaza could be imminent. The death toll in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank combined over 4,000. The backlash from the war has been deadly for a Palestinian American family.